County, Detroit's Upper East Side. Always. Good morning. Good morning. Just hitting the road here. On my way. Excellent. I'm 3 minutes out from KZ. Yeah, I didn't figure you were going to have to get rolling for quite some time.
Didn't quite catch that.
Oh, that's Greg. I just said something about you not having to get rolling. You said something about being 3 minutes out or something. I thought you were Phil.
Oh, nope. Greg here, 3 minutes, well, 2 minutes out from KZ8Z Dave's, and then rolling from there.
Right, I gotcha. Makes sense, because Phil and Steve and Don and crew, they're all taking a little sleep for another 15 minutes. We'll make it on time.
Yep, roger that. You're kind of crackly, which is unusual for you, just so you know. And I'm pulling into his sub, so I'll be back shortly. KEACSI.
Yeah, that is weird, because I'm not far from the 2-6, so. All right, I'll be northbound. Coverage is going to be a little funky. Phil's machine is not working. I would say LTS machine would be the best bet out that way, but you never know. 2-6 will carry us most of the way. Just might be iffy. All right, catch you in a bit. W8FU.
All right, roger. Good to know that. I didn't know. And, yeah, it could be me, the crackling, because I forget I'm kind of out here now, too. So, anyway. All right, pulling on his street. Talk to you soon. KE8BSI.
All righty. Northbound and down.
Westbound and, I don't know, what direction was what.
Westbound with Brush. And I wasn't calling Dave a boob.
Did say, what do Brush have to do with it? So there you go.
Well, I'm really glad you guys are making it. I think you'll enjoy this one. I think it's up your alley. Maybe. You know, they change fast. You know, I remember the first time I went to the Lance Crew Swap, I thought, wow, this is really good. And then it's progressively, it's changing a bit. It's not as good as it was. Still pretty good. Best one in the area.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I'm sure we'll enjoy it. We went to something similar in, I think, Livonia or something a couple years ago. It's just neat to see all that stuff.
You guys in the MG? Good weather for it.
Top's down and there's a little heater core problem, but other than that, we're doing all right.
Yeah, it feels like top down weather. Good deal. All right, I'm going to let you guys commit. I'll see you soon enough at the restaurant. It says I'm going to be there in about 5-2. I don't know. I got my glasses on. I think it says 16 minutes. I can't, 17 minutes. Okay, so it was 8. If it was 16 or 18, 17 minutes. 5-2. See you then.
All right. Well, glasses aren't important at all when you're driving, so there you go. 16 minutes here, 7:54 ETA. radio to set, JV8 VSI.
Good morning.
I didn't catch who it was. I just caught the good morning. So I will return the good morning.
It's Phil. Are you sure you're 15 minutes out?
Ah, yes, Phil. Good morning. 16 minutes now. See, you snooze, you lose a minute.
All right. I'll leave in about 5 to 10 minutes. See you there.
I never heard from Mark, so it's going to be you, me, Steve, and Don, and then Dave and Greg are joining us, so six. Should be no problem at that place accommodating. Now they could probably do 12.
Okay, if I get there first, I'll let them know. Okay, Pierre.
Okie dokie. See you in a bit. WAFU. I got snow.
Where are you at now?
I'm on the Woodworth Loop at, where am I at here? Is this Perry Street? Yeah, Perry Street, North Loop.
How'd you get there? Which way did it tell you to go?
Takes me up to 59, cuts me across.
Oh, okay, so you're taking the, I get it, you're taking the circle back down around M59. All right, well, I'm a half mile away, so I guess I'll meet you there. KPN.
Okay, yeah, they got Hugo Chavez, Big Johnson.
Oh, okay, I know what you're doing. All right, I'm just pulling in. Only two cars in the parking lot, so I think we're good. KPR.
All right. I'm expecting next, the top.
Yeah, that was all nice. See you there. Take care.
I will be there in about 10 minutes. I'll swing by the bank first. KPB. I still have the Don limit on my ATM withdrawal. I'll tell him we tried.
Alrighty, I am here. We'll see everybody in a bit. W. Oh wait, I'm not here. Oh, wrong light. Must be the next light.
VDC mobile.
Station mobile, this is KE4ZYQ.
Morning Joe, how you doing today? Kenny, VDC here.
Well, first of all, thanks for asking. I'm breathing, seeing and hearing and somewhat mobile at home, so can't complain. How about yourself?
Same. Woke up on the right side of the dirt, so all is well. Just headed to breakfast with the Hazel Park group.
Oh, I just got done talking briefly with TOY. He's headed there too, I guess. So you guys have a good breakfast. I mentioned to him one of these days in spring or summer here, if you guys do it then, I'm going to try to make one of those breakfasts, but for me to get up, usually the first thing I do when I get up is wake up a little bit and I get breakfast going, so my stomach would have to say, wait a minute, you're in a car, you're driving, you got to wait for your breakfast? That's like people getting up having the first cup of coffee for me.
Yep, totally get that. We do this every week. So we've been doing it every week for, I don't know how many years. Before I joined the club, they were doing it. And I've been with the club for four or five years now. So, yeah, it happens every single week. Same place. Cozy Cabin, DeQuinder 12. Over.
You just answered one question for me I had. And your mental telepathy worked, because I forgot where it was until you mentioned it and it rang a bell. I know what we're talking about, but I've never been there for that breakfast or anything. So, like I said, I got to make the trip before I'm under this facade instead of above it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Just a lot of people talking radio and other stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's... get a bunch of amateur guys in the room, and the only thing you're going to talk about is amateur. So, but yeah, it's good stuff. Lots of people come in with questions for the Elmers, and just, you know, great place to learn and great place to share what you know, and just, and good food. You know, they take care of us there, and so it's good place. It's right by my house, so it's not too far. So. I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, so that, well, it'd be a little drive for me over here by Hayes or Garfield and Hall Road, but hey, it's not that far. I catch DeQuinder and go down towards 12. I'd be there probably in a few minutes. But yeah, as long as they make good breakfasts, I'd be all set, because I like good, real scrambled eggs, and maybe link sausage and a good whole wheat toast with a little bit of juice or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been disappointed there. And, you know, go there a lot. And my radio just went, doo-doo-doo. So that means my battery's going. So, and I look at the meter, and sure enough, it is pretty low. So if I lose you, you know why.
K-4-Z-Y-2. Well, I didn't know you had an HT instead of a mobile. But hey, whatever works. Well, tell everybody hello. You're going to be the second person I said that to this morning, along with TOI. So tell them, hey, that guy bugged me in the morning, too, coming to the restaurant. tell TOI I said hello. And said, wait a minute, he told me to tell you or everybody else hello. I'm getting a record here. I wonder if I can get a record of how many people going I catch on the way.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, Joe, I'm pulling into the parking lot now, so this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will say so long, 73, have a great day, and I will be clear after your close.
Well, thanks for the cue. So glad you got there, destinated safely, and safe travels on the way home or otherwise. And like I said, seriously, tell everybody I said hello and see what TOI says. Don't make any reference to it until you say hello to everybody and tell them that for me. 73 for now. Safe travels. KE4CYQ.
Street and next light and turn right, and I'll take you right there.
You just got to yourself.
Nice road. So, are we at the right place here? Cape here.
Yeah, it's down at the end of the building to the right.
Chad Mobile.
KF8FGT.
W8FU.
W8FU, KF8FGT, good morning.
Good morning. Just out here on I-75, heading southbound for home after a morning out with the fellas at a show. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm at I-75 in Toledo Road, and I am going to my next stop in my day. I just took my general test with the Motor City Radio Club, and I passed my test. So, no class. Got a little Kroger now. Typical adulting.
Well, congratulations. You can now sign with the Stroke AG where needed. You don't need it here, but anyhow, very cool. Opens up the world to you. I know you said you were going to work on it, so you knocked it out.
NHBZR.
Go ahead. I'll go ahead and pick it up.
Fine. Yeah, I was looking at the HF radio. This looks like the expensive part of the hobby.
Yeah, you might have got a little discombobulated with the repeater. Somebody else chimed in there. But yeah, you can start getting an HF, and things start getting a little pricier. Who else was in there? BZR, was it? Something like that?
Yeah, Sean, it's NHBZR. My name is Brian. And, yeah, I was just wondering how the show was today. What that, I didn't get to go. What was that show like? It was a vintage radio show?
Okay, Brian, yeah, get used to the new one. But, you know, it's old radio gear, mostly audio, broadcast sets, things like that. There's almost no ham radio. In fact, I'd say I didn't see any, specifically ham radio. So it's mostly, like, old-time radio. And, you know, microphones and records and stereos and stuff like that. And always have fun. It seemed like everybody enjoyed it. And I bought a hat. That's all I got. So there you go.
Okay, good to hear. Everybody had a good time. I was just wondering what the show was like. Go ahead, other guy.
I got to do some homework now and figure out if I can run two antennas on my vehicle. I know HF isn't always the best for mobile, but I don't have a home unit yet. And I'm still in between this place and moving to the new house. Just got to see what my options are and how things work.
Yeah, HF can be a challenge in the mobile. I run a bug catcher. They're much. You don't have to do that. You can run ham sticks or any number of other odds and ends, specifically for one band or... You can, there's other arrangements that can give you a few bands with tacks and whatnot, but HF and the mobile is a challenge. There's a whole bunch of, it's a whole art in and of itself. And then at home, you know, it's easier, but still there's challenges that you just don't have with the rest of the stuff, but well worth it. Wires are pretty affordable and easy to throw up in the air if you got a tree. I don't know your situation, but... good wire antenna will get you the world. So, very cool. You will definitely enjoy it. So, again, congratulations. Brian?
Yeah, one of these days I gotta graduate up to the HF and get on the HF with you guys. What kind of HF? What bands do you usually run in the car, Older?
That might have been directed at me. So I tend to like one of the harder ones. That's 75 meter. 40s got a real following on the low bands. You know, those are going to be good ground wave, good local, you know, in tight, stuff like that. 20, 15, and 10 are easier to run out of the mobile, 10 in particular. But, you know, the bands are not open always, and then where they're open to is not, I guess, not mobile friendly. That's probably not the right way to put it. 40 and 80, 75, 80, 40 seems to be where people go. 160 has some guys that do it, but that's a real chore, you know, because the antennas are very inefficient in the mobile, and on 160, more so than anything. So I would say the main bands people are running HF on are probably 75 and 40, if I had to guess.
Well, as for me, personally, that's stuff I've got to pay attention to and figure out. But I really just took my general test because I wanted my buddy to administer the test or be there when I passed, because I wanted him to do it when I did my tech license, but his club wasn't offering the test at the time. So, and I'm moving away, as some of you know, so I wanted to do it while I could, and it worked out good. But yeah, I'm going to do a home unit at some point. I'm just going to put an antenna on the roof, but we'll see how it goes from there. I'm still learning on this UHF, VHF, you know, just stuff.
Same with me. I'm still learning on the UHF and the VHF. I do have a quad band radio, a Kite 8900 in the car that does 10 meters and 6 meters. But, man, any place I went, I was smacking everything with that antenna. So I finally took it off and I put a dual band on there. Go ahead.
Well, if you think 6 and 10 are bad, wait till you see what you got to do for 40 and 80. Yeah, that can be a real challenge. You know, you don't got to be in any big rush. You know, like I said, you knocked out your general. Now you just tool around, listen around, see what interests you. Figure out, whether you're going to be a POTA guy or whether you're going to be a mobile guy, or whether you're going to be a mobile, is a whole different kettle of fish on the low bands, because, like I said, antenna efficiency is so low, and there's so many, you know, issues with grounding and bonding your car and everything like that, and you might be able to get away with some easy installations, but mostly you're going to need to put a little work into it to have any results. So, I wouldn't be pushing toward that necessarily. I enjoy listening. Like just get a receive antenna. Then it's not so important to be resonant. You know, and just sometimes I'll just have a radio in here, and a lot of times I'll just camp it out. Sometimes I'll just camp it out down low on 40 where the guys are running real fast mores, seeing if I can have any of it rub off on me through osmosis. Then I shouldn't be sleeping while I'm driving, so I guess it's not osmosis. All right, I'm pulling onto my street here, and the next step will be driveway and park, so I'll get inside. I'll make this my last. W8FU.
Yeah, I'm calling my final as well. I got to go in here to Kroger and deal with this crowd, so thank you again for the congratulations, and KF8FGT. We'll talk to you later.
KF8Z.
All right, thanks, guys. It was nice talking to you. 73's Sean, 73's FTG. This is NABZR, we're monitoring.
KC8HZ Mobile.
Go ahead, HZ, take it away.
Okay, good morning. Just headed home from work. Who got the, who upgraded to General?
I think that was FTG.
Oh, okay, very good. Kind of just curious. Anyway, I use the Shark Whip on HF, but I don't do any mobile with it. Just stationary in a park.
Yeah, okay, I gotta learn and find out what this is all about, this park stuff and T-POTA and that. This is all new to me. What a fantastic hobby.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think it's parksontheair.com. Could be .com or .org, but one of those two. Anyway, I'm driving, so... Otherwise, I'd take a look at my phone and tell you for sure.
Oh, okay, I'll have to go take a look at that on the internet, over.
Yeah, I have a Google Gmail, and I've got Google links to a bunch of other stuff. So I usually use that to sign on to it. You can use Google or Facebook, or just create your own username and password to get an account. The account's free.
Oh, awesome. Parksontheair.org?
I'm not sure if it's .com or .org. One of the two.
Okay, I'll go take a look at that. I'm going to back out of here now. I got to get to work on my taxes. So nice talking to you, 73s, and NABZR clear.
Hey, before you go, it's POTA.app, POTA.app, A-P-P, K-V-A-G.
That, from here till Tuesday, working these four overs, these 12-hour shifts, I'll have to stop somewhere and pick up a... the latest current version of TurboTax.
Three.
Hey, Jerry, what's going on? JG8HZ.
KJ8HZ. What's that? What is that park on the air? What is that about?
It's, I don't know, it's not really a contest, it's just an activity, you know. You go out to one of the parks, you gotta go onto the website, and, they've got a map on there. If you pull down menu on the top left-hand side, you can go to the map, and you can see the entities that are around in this area. Or you can go to the spotter page and you can see all the different people that are activating parks, where they are in the country.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll look into that one day. You know, it sounds like it's interesting, yeah. Yeah, so how's the weather out there?
It's like overcast. It's not bad today. It's my car is saying it's 17 out.
Not bad, huh? Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be cold for a few more weeks, like a week or so, too, before the weather breaks here. So, oh well, hey, this is January, and getting ready to roll over to February. So, once we can get past February, well, it may be slightly cold in March or sometime, but at least you know you're getting ready to come out of winter for sure there, Greg.
Yeah, Sunday's the first. This is the first Punxsutawney Shoal, boy.
What was that about, what?
This is the first, that's, the, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the Groundhog, okay. I don't keep up with all that, but, yeah, that's it.
That's my favorite fun barometer, to see what they predict on that. You know, how accurate it is to... Anyway, yeah, and now with YouTube, they video the, or live stream the whole event on YouTube, so makes it kind of neat. I wouldn't mind going out there one year. It's like a 4-hour drive. I don't know, it's in some park or something or whatever, and they have like a band and they're playing music and all kinds of goings on. They're like 4 or 5 in the morning waiting for the lights to come up and see whether then they have their ceremony to see what the critter's gonna do there. That hated and despised critter of PETA, Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, okay. he's here. I don't know nothing about that kind of stuff there, Steve. Yep. Yeah, we got something left to get into in ham radio. It's amazing, you know. Every time I turn around, somebody coming up with something else, something good, yeah. You know. But I mean, I remember when I got into heckling back in 07, 08, something like that, guy. And I was very shocked, you know, how you can talk all over the world on Echolink, and then turn around, then you can get on your phone, so that was pretty exciting to me. But then, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of hams, that's just they might as well talk on the telephone. But I don't look at it that way, you know. If one ham talking to another ham, regardless of what made, mold, whatever we use, yeah. We got so much we can use, yeah. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people only want to talk on a repeater. That's a repeater, you're not talking, you know, you're using a repeater, all that kind of stuff. What difference does it make, yeah,
boy? Oh, yeah, PETA wanted, they wanted the Punxsutawney Film Committee to use some kind of hologram instead of manhandling the animal, and I get so tired of that group anyway. But no, they're going back to the same thing, and they have a special event station. I think it's on probably 40 and 20 meters, probably one or both of those bands. They have a special event thing for Groundhog Day.
Oh, okay. All right. I was kind of looking into that. No doubt about it. You going to Dayton this year?
Yes, I am.
I had a feeling you would go. You go just about every year. You going down there for one day, or you going to jail there for the weekend, or what?
Yeah, I got campsites and stuff. I think we're heading down there on Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I got to get my crew together, see what they're going to do. Because February. It won't be long, man. That thing really creeping up on you. I don't miss Dayton. I go every year, even if I go down there for one day. But I want to go there for the weekend, but I better get busy, see if I can find a room and give me a rental car or something like that, because mine ain't going to make it down there. And I doubt the other guys that's going with me, they probably don't want to drive a vehicle. So we just chip in, get a rental car and for a couple of days and get a room down there, and there you go. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's either that or they got a bus service that's going down there, I think. It's heads out of there from Ann Arbor, and I think it stops in Toledo and then heads down there, I think, for Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bus service, yeah. If that's only one day, to me, that ain't nothing but a teaser. So, but if I can't find, if these guys decide to change their mind, I might have, that might be a good thing to do there, Roger.
Yeah, I couldn't tell how much it is, $75 or $100 or something. I don't know. I have to look on my Gmail account. I see the article on there. It's Gmail somebody sent me.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'll go on the internet and see how much it costs. Where you have to meet up at and all that stuff. And just in case, I might just say, why not? Just jump on the bus there. Yeah. No doubt about it there. Yeah. So, yeah, so where you going? Go to Wednesday and then you stay to the drawing on Sunday and then leave out coming back.
I'm back Monday.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. It gets you enough. But Wednesday to Monday. And as long as I've stayed down there, we used to get together and leave out on Thursday. And, you know, even afternoon or something like that, even. And then get down there in time enough to get the room and go out to dinner, get out some dinner and stuff and head back in and then get prepared to, you know, for bed and get up the next morning here to the swap there and we leave out there right after the drawing. You know, they had a drawing. So you can't win. What I guess you can't win a certain prize unless you be there for the drawing there, Roger.
Yeah, the runner-up stuff. The smaller prizes, yeah, you gotta be there. But those main grand prizes, those ones, you don't have to be. You don't have to be there. They ship it to your. They ship it to anywhere around the world.
Oh well, that's interesting. You know, I took a friend of mine with me. His first time going down there in 04. I think it was 04, I think. And that was his first time. And of course, we filled out our tickets. I dropped mine in the box, and then he dropped his right after me, right? So then all of a sudden, we get back home, and he got a copy of it on the radio he had won. And he showed me, he says, "Hey Jay, you ever seen a radio like this?" I said, that was the Yaesu 847. He won third prize. I said, yeah, I got one. I named three other of my friends that got them. Yeah, that's a good radio. He said, well, I won one. But something, he had to pay the taxes or something, too, on that, Jay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. He's always got a hand open.
Well, Steve, I wonder if UPS used to be down there where you get something big and ship back. I hadn't seen UPS in the last couple of times I was down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. They'd be there to package up stuff and ship it off.
So they still.
I don't know if they're there again, if they're going to be there or not.
Okay. Oh, well. Well, all right, Stu. I guess I'm going to jump out of here and get me something to eat and everything and continue with my day Saturday here. So you mobile easy out there and watch those spinner benders and them bumper jumpers out there. So, yeah, so we'll talk with you later. This is NAWGR. I'm going to be clear.
73 Jane, have a good day. KFA-GT from AC-80C.
This is KFA-FJH testing.
KF-8-FJH, this is NAWRO Richmond. Go ahead.
What's up? How are you today? I was just trying to, this is the first time I'm trying this repeater. I haven't really tried it yet. How am I making it into the repeater? Over.
Yeah, good copy. Loud and clear. I show you on the Warren repeater coming into the network. And just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Tim, Tango India Mike. And I think I may have sent you a postcard for ARPSC. I don't know if you got it in the mail yet, but yeah, we're inviting all newer hams, you know, if you're interested. Back over to you.
Okay, yeah, I did, I think I did see something like that. I didn't know too much about it, but I'll definitely look at it again real quick. I'm making food right now at the moment. I'm about to pour out some noodles, so I'll be, I won't be able to touch my radio for like 30 seconds, but I'll be listening.
Hey, go take care of that. I'm standing by. I'll get back to you when you get a minute. NAWRO, standing by.
Okay, this is KF-8-FJH. I'm all set now. I just had to pour out the water for the noodles.
I don't know what you're making, but I tell you what, it's already sounding good. But, yeah, if you got a minute, it's probably on the card if you have it, but I just wanted to give you that website. And if you're interested, just take a look, and you're more than welcome to join us on the net. Or if you'd like to join us for training next month, which is coming right up, I guess, tomorrow. So just wanted to roll that out to you. NAWRO, back over to you.
KF-8-FJH, I'm gonna look at my mail real quick, and I think it's right here that you sent me. It says you've opened the door to the world of fun and learning things. Is this what you, it says ARRL Amateur Radio, it's the top and has my address on it and has my call sign. It says AM Radio KF-8-FJH Operator.
And no, that's not ours. That's from the ARL. You're probably going to get bombarded with a few things. Ours is a little bit more local, Macomb County. You probably haven't got it yet because I think I might have sent it just a day or two ago. But if you get a chance, just take a look at our website. It's MacombARPSC.org. Once again, it's MacombARPSC.org. If you're interested, you're more than welcome to check into our net and stop by our training sessions once a month and try us on for size. There are no dues of any kind, but it's a good organization, and we'd just like to reach out to the new ham. Once again, congratulations on getting your ticket.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I don't know if I'm going to get that mail from you, like if you sent me something in the mail. I don't know if I'm going to get it, because, I mean, sometimes I get my mail, you know, but I don't know why, but perhaps, like, my address, it says something like my address on the ARRL thing is honestly, it's not the right address at all. I've been trying to figure out how to change the address, you know, that the ARRL has for me, and I've never been able to figure out how to change my address here. So hopefully it doesn't say, like, I'm not going to give you my address, but if you probably should look me up on QRZ and see if the address matches up with the mail you've sent me, because I remember my neighbor, you know, has been bringing me mail to my house, you know, and stuff like that as mine, and I can't figure out how to change it or something. I was going to ask, you know, if you knew how to, you know, how I can probably change it. That way it's my address. Even on my ID card that I ordered from Ham Radio, it has my wrong address. I don't really know why.
NAWRO. Hey, copy that. You know, Ben, I just looked you up. We've talked before. I knew I recognized the call sign, but it took me a minute to check out. We spoke before. You were going to get a hold of, if you were interested in dropping by one of our meetings, I understand that you're, below 18, so that was the deal where we'd have to get a hold of one of your parents. So, you know, you could, if that's something you're still interested in, you know, if you could get a hold of manager of our group, if you're interested, and we'll come up with some kind of arrangements where you could attend our training. And we certainly could help you out with changing your address with the FCC. Copy?
Roger that. Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'll talk to my dad about getting into the training, that one-month meeting thing. I'm going to have to see about that. I think aren't you the guy that offered, because you know the net that happens, the in-person meeting that happens the third Thursday of the month on the 147.200 repeater in Mount Clemens, right?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm the guy you were talking with about, 3 weeks ago or so, and we were trying to see what we could do for you. I had a couple of QSOs there where I couldn't reach you on 7.2, and yeah, we had another one of our guys do a relay, Tom. He let us know that you weren't able to make that last meeting and all that. But, yeah, if we could talk to, if you just go ahead and have him call our Dave, and I think you talked to Dave on a QSO once coming home, and then his dad, Dave Sr., talked to you as well. So, yeah, when you get a chance, if you could have one of your parents send an email or, send a call and a phone number on the website, and we could make arrangements, for you to train, to attend our training. Unfortunately, we couldn't have you as a full member because we need 18 or above to deploy. But we certainly would be happy to help you out with some of these questions you got, if you're interested, and, if Mom or Dad agrees. Back over to you.
You know, a while back, I showed my dad that number, and he said, when I showed him that number at first, he said that I can't call that number on my website. Can you give me that website one more time so I can go over there and show him?
Yeah, sure thing, Ben. By all means, yeah, you can either email or, call. But, yeah, we would want to clear it, of course, with, Dad or whoever you'd like, one of your parental units, so to speak. Website, as follows, is macomb.org. That's Macomb, like the county, A-R-P-S-C, one word, .org. How copy?
Okay, I didn't quite hear everything, but I got Macomb, A-R-P-S-C. I don't remember the whole thing, I'm sorry.
No worries, you got the first part. The last is .org. .org.
Okay, I'm trying to get him through it right now. For some reason, it's not letting me, but I'm going to confirm just to make sure I typed it in right and spelled everything right. So, I got it spelled as this. The whole website is spelled like this. MACOCMARPST.org. Is that correct?
Now, negative there, Ben. You got a couple of digits mixed up there. MACOMBARPSC.ORG. How copy?
Okay, I got it right this time. For some reason, though, my phone, for some reason, is not letting me open it. I'm going to try it again here. I just don't know why I didn't get on to the website. I'm trying to, got to refresh it and see what happens here in a minute.
Hey, Ben, no worries. And if that doesn't work, just go ahead and Google it. We should. It's a relatively new website, so I believe we're in the search engines now. We'd have to talk to one of your parents first, and then we might be able to help you out with some training in that. We're the people that are at the MISD building on training day right there in Garfield. I think you might remember that. With that, I think I'm going to take off, and we'll talk soon again. I will be monitoring today if you need anything else. So, NAWRO, back over to you. I will listen out.
KFA-FJH, remember that number on the website? You know, I showed my dad it, and you know how that number says? He told me to call that number, but, you know, it says something, emergency something or something like that. My dad said, oh, it's only for emergencies or something like that, that you can call that number. But it's not really right. He could call that number, you know, to get in contact with him, right?
Okay, I see where the confusion might be, Ben. The boss that runs the place is called an emergency coordinator. And that number, you can call that. It's on the page there. The emergency coordinator's office, and the phone number is listed. You might end up leaving a message for him because he sometimes works midnights and stuff like that. But that can be called. Or if he's uncomfortable doing that, go ahead and send an email to the info email just to the left of that. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. And thank you for helping me out with that. I think I'm probably going to take off now and probably talk to my dad about this, doing this training thing and stuff like that. But I appreciate the information. And, yeah, it's really helpful for me, so I really appreciate it. This is KS8FJH. I will be signing off now, but I'll wait for your final. Go ahead.
Always happy to help the new hands, Macomb County. So KS8FJH from
WRO. I will be clear as well. Have a good one, Ben.
Not ignoring you. I get a run. We were just playing around with the bat phone for Tim.
Oh, did his finally come in?
He's got a texting problem with his. I got a week, and I'm not at home. I'm at the office, so I got to get in front of mine and see what those settings were.
Oh, I didn't put texting on mine, but I got inbound, outbound, and all the other neat hoopla hoo working on it now on my heavy camper.
Don't know it good enough off the top of my head. I know it good enough if I'm in front of mine. So, all right, sir, I got to step out. I got to finish this place up. I want to get out of here. I've been here too long.
All right, have a good one, KKKGO. Oh, and I got my Mishtastic with me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that sometime, too. I lost interest in it because it wouldn't go anywhere, but maybe it's better. I'll talk to you later. WB.
KKKGO.
This is KSA-SKH, looking for radio check. Over.
KKKGO.
I heard you, but came in a little bit, some background noise there, so. I was able to hear you, but I was just saying there is some, about a background noise and a little bit of background noise.
Yeah, I'm on an AT off the Warren Tower. I'll have UMP in this DM32. So I'm going to do some reprogramming this weekend on it. KKKGO.
Yeah. Is it a Balfang radio?
Yeah, it's the Baofeng DM32. I bought this one in my 1701.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I have the UZ32 series. I'm not transmitting on it right now. I'm transmitting on my Baofeng DM-SA-HT Pro right now, but I have two UZ32s that I have as well, and they work pretty good. But I was just wondering, what's the difference between DMR, and UZ32? The DM32 and the UZ32. I don't know. What's the difference? Do you know? This is KF8FJH testing.
KFADIC, go ahead.
Yes, there you are. It's Mike from Saginaw. I probably could have just texted you, but I figured I'd catch you, see if you were listening. I've been testing out that hands over IP situation, and I wanted to make sure that my new trunk access was working properly, and I didn't know who else to call, so I did call your line, and I left you a voicemail. I think you just have an extension, so I'm not sure if Hands Over IP offers voicemail service or not. Over.
Hello, Mike. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there know it. I don't have no idea how that works. And maybe somebody out there, by you there in Saginaw, maybe y'all know. I really don't have no clue how that works.
Check it by dialing star 97, I think.
we'll do that. No problem at all, and see what's out there. Well, thank you for contacting me, CFA, TIC. Well, I'll listen out for you.
Roger, Roger, Jack. I've been playing around with my new phone server pretty much all afternoon, so my brain's a little bit numb and I'm tired. I was playing with phone stuff. I was calling myself over and over, making sure I'm getting networking done and properly and everything. The toilet is placed with something that has their own phone server. Anyways, it's good to hear you. And I'm sure we'll talk again. This is KFA-EDQ. I will be clear. I'm the final day.
Yeah, something's wrong with your radio. You sound like shit.
We're here.
Hi, Mike. Take care. Yeah, your radio is bad. You know, like, I don't know what it is, but you must be close to some TV or something. That's probably why. Check it out and find out. Anyhow, take care. KFA-TIC.
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. Have a good evening. That breaking station, is it still happening over here?
Now it's okay, Mike. I don't know what it was before, but now you're okay. KFA-TIC.
You're sounding better now, Katie, don't you? All right, Roger. I just flipped over to the BERT repeater. Maybe there's something up with the James Township KVSWR repeater. So, yep. Sorry to make all the racket. I was talking about phone systems and whatnot. So, if you can hear me before, this is KFA-EDQ. I'll be clear.
Yeah, your signal's coming in strong, but you sound really muffled. It's like you're talking to the wrong side of the microphone.
This is KFA-FQM listening. This is KFA-FQM listening.
KF8FQN. This is KF8DBZ. Do you copy?
KF8DBZ, this is KF8FQN. I hear loud and clear.
Good. I understand you're new to the hobby. Welcome to Ham Radio.
Wait, can you repeat it last? I didn't hear you clearly.
I understand you're new to the hobby. Welcome to Ham Radio.
Yeah, thank you. I just got my license about a week, almost 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, I'm new. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, don't worry too much about being new. We were all of us new at some point in time when we started this.
Yeah, I get it. We're all new at some point. Oh, also, did you just get your license renewed? I'm assuming too, because you have KF8 in your call sign.
Actually, I got my ham radio license last year. Before that, I still hold a GMRS license that is going to be 5 years old this year, and I've been playing around in RF since the 70s because I used to do a whole lot of stuff down in 11 meter known as CB.
Okay, that's cool. To be honest with you, I didn't even know CB was 11 meter. But I don't know the frequencies of all the CB channels. But, yeah, it's really cool. I've heard a lot of people started out with CB radios. I started out with a Baofeng handheld.
There is nothing wrong with that. I've got quite a few of them myself.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I know. Right now, actually, on my handheld, I am monitoring my local repeater, WELAP, up in Lapeer. But I'm about 7 miles away from it, and I can get a, like when I transmit to it, it comes in clear.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that thing is working out for you.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out the settings on it, like figure out everything. But I found the sweet spot in my house, which is actually where I wanted my radio in the first place. I have a shelving unit in front of my window, and normally it wasn't working. I think there was some like RF disturbance by my radio, so I wasn't coming in clear. But normally that's my sweet spot in my house was downstairs actually. But I have a 3-foot width on mine. It's not external. But yeah, I'm actually surprised I can get a good reception, good transmission from inside of my house.
That sounds like an interesting little setup.
Yeah, it's a really nice setup, especially for going outdoors. I can hear people from like 20 plus miles away, depending on what elevation I'm on. But for my birthday, I'm asking for a mobile unit for inside of my house, though. So I'm asking for a power supply for it. But yeah. I like my current setup right now. I like transmitting on here. Because right now I'm using Echo Link to get on this net. But, yeah, I like my setup.
And you're using Echo Link too. Very, very, very good. When it comes to asking for a mobile unit for home, I'm just going to say, stay away from radiodity. I'm talking on one right now, analog, and as you already noticed, it's a bit difficult to hear me unless I just about shove the mic down my throat and talk very loud. It has issues on the analog audio side, even though it does fine on digital. So I would stay away from that and suggest that you possibly get, say, an Alinco if you want to go digital. And if not, you could get an Alinco that isn't digital, or perhaps a TYT. They're all good radios, and they're inexpensive enough to start with, and they'll still do the job.
All right, yeah, Roger. I have some radio oddity radios, but they're two-way ones. But to be quite honest with you, I actually thought they were good radios. Another question, is there HF radios any good, or are they bad as well?
KFA DBZ. I haven't used any of their HF rigs, and this mobile of theirs that I'm talking on right now is my first experience with their hardware. So specifically, this unit you need to avoid, and it's the Radiodity DB40D, as in Delta Bravo 40-Delta. Avoid this one at all costs. Some of their audio units may be good, but this one is not.
All right, Roger. Yeah, I could tell you're cutting in and out sometimes during your transmissions. But, yeah, I was just wondering because their HF radios look nice. They have a nice, like, waterfall display and stuff. But I'm working to get my general so I could communicate on HF. But thank you for the tip. I'll stay away from radio oddity or just that specific unit, whatever I just have experience with and you. But, all right, yeah, thank you.
anytime, and you're welcome. And yes, I'm not surprised that you're having issues even hearing me on this thing. Like I said, the volume cutting in and out, it's not just an issue on the outbound, it's an issue on the inbound, too. I've heard you before talking with other people on other radios, and everything sounds fine. On this one, you're very quiet. And it's the radio, it's not you. Everything you're doing right, everything sounds fine. This thing is just weak at reproducing analog audio in either direction.
Really? Wait, what's, like, the advertised watts, like, the advertised output for the radio? Because I'm surprised you're not hearing me clear, like, loud, and I'm surprised you're cutting in and out.
Well, like I said, I'm not, but again, the issue with this thing is not in its output wattage. It's in how it handles the analog audio, because it also does digital. And when I have it in digital mode, I only have to turn the volume up to about one-third, and I can hear everyone perfectly clear, and everyone hears me perfectly clearly. But over here on the analog side, I've got the mic gain boosted to three-quarters of its maximum power, and to hear anybody talking back to me, I have the volume on the radio turned all the way up, and it's still just not that loud. It is not you. It is this radio.
All right, Roger, yeah, the radio, it's kind of weird. I don't know anything about, like, the internals. I only know a few things about, like, the internal stuff about radios. But, yeah, it sounds weird. Works better on DMR. Which, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Again, I don't know, because it's digital. So maybe it's just, like, obviously different from analog. But, yeah, that's weird.
Well, the difference between digital and analog is that the way analog works inside, and you'll come across this as you study for your general, the way analog works inside is it varies the frequency according to your voice, so that's why they call it frequency modulation, and that's how it reproduces your voice. In digital mode, what happens is that your voice is encoded into digital information and transmitted as packets over the radio. Much the same way that information is transmitted over the internet via cable and all that. That's the difference between the two.
All right, Roger, yeah, I did not know that at all. Thank you for explaining. So is that why they call it packet radio? Like when I listen to the ISS and stuff, there'll be like a separate frequency for packet radio. So is that like DMR or whatever?
I think what you're talking about is APRS, and yes, that's another form of packet radio. Basically, it transmits data packets is how it works, and that's why the audio on DMR is so clean and clear, because all the noise gets processed out. Analog, you have to live with the noise because you're messing with the actual carrier wave.
All right, Roger, yeah. I've been wanting to get into DMR and stuff. I've been doing my research about it, but not so much analog. Like, I've researched analog before, but I didn't know. I knew about, like, carrier signals and stuff, but I didn't know, like, about how the static and stuff, like, there's always static.
Yep, it has to do with all the characteristics of RF. When you're transmitting data packets, you can get everything nice and clean and clear. And none of the noise that can get picked up by the carrier wave or come from the background ever makes it through. When you're dealing with analog, well, there's always going to be some noise in there somewhere, no matter how good it is. Unless you're really close to each other or transmitting a whole lot of power, yeah, you're going to hear some noise. It's normal.
Good, guys. Sounds good, guys. Sounding real good.
Yeah, when I'm talking to one of my buddies on the radio, we're, like, about 50 yards away. There's, like, absolutely no static from my handheld to his two-way radio. Which, speaking of that, I found out how to tap into Radio Oddity two-way radios. So that was a pretty cool, like, feature of my radio. But, yeah, makes a lot of sense. I didn't know about, like, how the static and stuff came in from that carrier wave. But to be honest, thank you for all that information. That's actually really good to know and stuff.
Well, you are most welcome. And I think I heard another breaking station in there in between us. That person, for me, was extremely quiet. But also, I need to say goodnight because I have to get in and fix dinner for the kiddies and all that sort of thing. It is the end of my day. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a good rest of your evening. Just so you know, my name is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. And my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. So I'll say goodnight to you in 73s, and I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Roger, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And I always like talking to new people on internet. So I appreciate it. Thank you for all the information. And I hope to talk to you again. This is KF8FQN, clear and listening.
WDHKLL-KFA-DIC. One more time. WDHKLL-KFA-DIC. KFA-DIC. Clear.
KEALAX, this is KFA-FQN. I'll say again, KEALAX, this is KF8FQN. This is KF8FQN, clear and listening.
WDHKLL, KF8DIC. KF8DIC. Clear. WDHKLL, KF8DIC.
KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ.
Well, good evening, Joe, and how you doing this Saturday night?
Jack, I didn't hear who you were calling come back to you, but that might have been them. See who that is, and I'll hang on. KE4ZYQ.
WDHKLL-KF8DIC. Joe, I think there's another station out there. I don't know who they are. Go ahead, Joe.
KE4ZYQ, that might be some RFI incident there, as you know. But how are you doing? You asked me a question. I'm doing decent, considering I did a lot today at home, between laundry and dishes and shower and shave and dress and some other things around the house. And I think I'm done for the weekend. I think tomorrow's going to actually be a day of rest. How about you?
Roger that. I done that in the morning. Clean up, sweep, clean up the bathroom, clean up the shower, make something to eat, and all that stuff. And I finished up about maybe 4 hours ago.
Well, you know, KE4ZYQ, you know when you're the head of the house, the only one in the house, you're the maid, the butler, the cleaning lady. Yeah, I think I do everything. I wear all the hats. How about you?
Oh, Joe, I do everything, too. Sleep. Go outside, clean up the snow, blow the snow away, go get the mail, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Well, you know, sometimes being up here by myself, I sometimes argue with myself just to keep in practice, because if I ever come across somebody I have to deal with, I want to make sure I can
spar with them. Hi, hi.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Sometimes I do that too, but you know, and sometimes you can't think of everything. But you know, you got to keep going first, then when you finish, you sit on and relax.
Well, Jack, the one thing I know about retirement after all these years is it's nice to not have a formatted schedule. And even though there's some things you got to do on a regular basis, like bills or whatever, but that's inevitable. But it's nice to have a open schedule, no major commitment on a regular basis, and that's the fun of retirement, is you do what you want, when you want, and if you want, right?
You're 100% right. And you cannot go backwards either, number one. Number two is you got to take them as they come in sometime. KFA-BIC.
Mr. Jack, not to sound personal by any means, but what's new with you? Anything new, exciting, different? Had you done anything recently or gone anywhere or bought something interesting? Just out of curiosity, back to you.
Well, Joe, I have not been nowhere because it's been so cold, and I'm afraid to catch that cold, and I didn't want to do that. So I'm sitting here between four walls and the TV and watching the TV like almost all day.
Well, Jack, I think we've got some things in common then. I don't necessarily watch all day long, but it's my companion sometimes, certain shows, programming, and it's good to catch up on the news and the weather, as you know. Even if I'm not going out for the day or many days of the week, I like to know what's happening in the outside world because I know there's a bigger world than what's inside these walls, so I always like to know what's going on in case I have to go into the bomb shelter. Hi, hi.
Yeah, you're right, man. The biggest world, you got to find out what's on the outside the world. No, I really, you know what, between this news and that news, and figured out what's going on out there, and that's about it. I don't pay attention too much to them, really, too much. You know, I like, you know, watching, you know, like, football or hockey. I really do hockey. I watch, you know, a lot of hockey. And, I mean, I have a box that's got all the hockeys I want. And that's what's happening.
KE4ZYQ, well, you must have watched the Wings lose their last game terribly. I think it was, 5-0 or something like that? I watched that one. There was something I was going to ask or say. Oh, not to get into anything personal, but I got something to share with you. Let me reset here. If you get sore joints, hip, knee, or something, and you don't have any skin disorder, or got to be careful what you put on your skin, there's a thing that you may or may not know about that does work, and you don't put it on every day, 10 times a day, just once in a great while, and it's nothing major. And it's not that expensive, but it's called frankincense oil. Frankincense oil. You can get it from Amazon, or I don't know if you can get it locally, but Amazon sells it. And it comes with an eyedropper. Once you open up the thing and put the eyedropper inside to screw it on, you just take a little bit, maybe on a gloved hand, you know, rubber glove, rub it on your knee or something, you got a lot of pain, I got to tell you, it helps your hip and knee type things. You know, shoulder would too. I've done a shoulder, elbow, but it gives you some pretty good relief for a good amount of time, you know, for the day or so or more. You got a copy of that?
Actually, saying I don't have that with my knee and all that. Sometime I get that my knee, but I got a lot of Charlie horse. I don't know, you know what Charlie horse means or not. When you sleep, you get that a lot of time. And it really threw you out. You know, you get up at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And that's not fun anyhow. But really, the arthritis on the fingers and hands, yeah.
I don't recommend this frankincense oil that you can get for your hands, because if you put it on there for arthritis, you might rub your eyes, so you don't want to do that. The Charlie horses, you may check with your primary doctor when you get a blood workup. They check your blood for any deficiencies or problems. You may be low on things like potassium or certain things. That's why people sometimes have Charlie horses at night when they rest and they lay down and their muscles are at rest for some degree, but they're lacking vitamins that keep them flexible and elasticity. So you, next time you go to the doctors and they do a blood work, say, am I deficient in things like potassium or something that'll give me Charlie horses? And if you're not on any supplements or anything by the doctor's recommendation, your primary doctor, you may talk to them about it and see what they suggest. Roger?
Yeah, I won't do that. And one thing about me, I used to put my cell phone on my bed when I sleep in case somebody calls at night or something like that. You know, I mean, in front of the family or something like that. And really, it's not a telling hurt. But I found that out. Don't put that cell phone by you. Put it away, way away from you. And you shouldn't have that much problem. I done that for past, 2 days? And really, I don't have that much problem.
Just so that, well, cell phones have been known not to be good for your head. I have never, since I've had a cell phone for years, ever put the phone up to my ear. It's either on speaker, or it has Bluetooth, or earbuds. I don't put the phone next to my head, because I definitely don't want to have things in the future on that they find out, oh, well, that caused cancer, and you got cancer around your ear and your head. So, no, cellular signals are not good for the body, as far as I'm concerned. Back to you.
KFA, PIC, you're right. That cell phone shouldn't be there on your bed at all. It should be away, put away, far away, really. And I found that out. And you know what? I even have one of them, what do you call it? Apple Watch. I took mine off, and I don't even sleep with it. I just leave it alone, way, way, way away from me. And it really helps out.
KD4ZYQ, one other thing, Jack, to think about is if you're getting Charlie horses, you may be dehydrated at times. And unless your doctor tells you anything about water intake, how much water, if you're on any kind of advice from a medical doctor, your doctor, you may want to think about that and check and see if you're getting enough water throughout the day. Not a lot, but enough. Some people do get Charlie horses because they're dehydrated, and the muscles like to cramp up due to dehydration. Roger?
Yes, that's probably why, I went to the drugstore one day and I saw what's good for Charlie horse. That lady there, she was a drugstore. You know, she put out all the drugs for the people and all that. And she told me use mustard. 1 spoon of mustard will do the job. And really, it does the job.
The sad thing about getting Charlie horses at night, when you're walking around, your muscles are stretching, and you're using them, and they're getting good circulation, and hopefully getting enough fluid from water, you know, hydration. The problem about laying down at night is you're resting. Those muscles say, we can tighten up now. We're not moving. So if they're dehydrated or there's some deficiency in vitamins or potassium, or they'll just cramp right up saying, we've got to do something here. This ain't right.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. All right, Joe, I want to back out of here for a little bit. I want to go have a little ice cream. It's almost ice cream time for me. So good talking to you, and good to hear you out there, and we'll talk again. I'll listen out after your final. KFA-ZRC.
Jack, one of these days this summer, spring or summer, if you ever go to any of those breakfasts, like on Saturday or whatever, one of these days we're going to meet, and your perception of what I might look like, everybody has a picture in their head that they don't think about consciously, but you kind of get a picture of what somebody looks like, and then when you meet them, it's like, well, your voice don't go with your face. Not that that's bad, but it's funny. People don't always look like how they sound. So I probably sound younger than I look. I look like an old bald man. But anyhow, good talking with you. And I hope your muscle cramps go away. You don't have much of them. And thanks for the QSO. KF8DRC from KE4ZYQ. Station out there, your modulated volume was very quiet. Couldn't read you. I could hear you, but I couldn't read you. Roger from KE4ZYQ.
Roger, this is KFA-FQN. That was me previously. I was on my Balfang handheld. I'm located in Emily City, Michigan. Well, Michigan, obviously, but I was just testing out my radio.
QSO that. Well, you came through real loud and clear that time. Do you mind repeating the call sign? And this is Joe over here in Clinton Touchett, Juliet Oscar Echo. And that's KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Roger. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. And also, I'm on EchoLink right now on my phone. And previously, like what I said, I was on my Balfang.
I'm a slow typer, and I missed part of your call sign there. Kilo Foxtrot 8. And then after that, when I was typing, I missed the rest. Foxtrot something.
Yep, my bad. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November.
I assume that would be Wyatt then. You've been on the radio a few times since you got your license a while. And I got to say, I recognize your voice, but I couldn't place the call sign with it, just like Jack. When I hear Jack, that was just on frequency, I know his voice a mile away, or several miles away. That's a phrase, an older person's phrase. But anyhow, how are you doing, Wyatt?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Well, Wyatt, thank you for asking, first of all. And as I was telling Jack, I'm worn out from all the stuff I had to do today, or took time to do today, between laundry and everything else and some things around the house. And this old body is getting kind of old. It's got a lot of miles on it, like a car, you know. When you used to work for a living and before retiring, running up and down stairs in a 8-floor hospital and working in healthcare and all that fun stuff, it didn't bother me at the time. But you know, like a car, when you put a lot of miles on a car, somewhere down the line it shows the wear and tear. I'm sure you can relate to what I just said. Back to you.
Yeah, it does not sound like fun, and I can relate a little bit. I do football, and after the season, like, you feel fine, or just even after practice, and then you just feel it when you go to bed.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, you may not relate with the car scenario that I mentioned, but you know that when things are used a lot, they get worn out and get not too good, not like new. So the body's like that. Even though you're healthy and you do the right things, like running up and down stairs, but not too hard, it's the amount of miles you got on the body. You can tell people that have traveled around and did a lot, whether it's their job or activities or whatever. And some people are lucky. They're given genes, genetics, that they're really young at an old age. They still have good health, and they look young, they feel young, and they're lucky they got good genes. But some of us out here, not to sound odd or negative, we got some genes that are not too good, and normal wear and tear doesn't work out in the long term as well. But that's okay. That's the life. That's what you learn when you get older.
Yeah, Roger. Hopefully, or when I get older, I'm not looking forward to that then.
Okay, E4ZYQ. Well, Wyatt, if you don't mind me, forgive me, but I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. You sound young enough that you got a lot ahead of you, life-wise, time-wise and all, and experiences, good experiences. I recommend that you remember this the rest of your life. If you don't ever smoke, it doesn't matter, cigars, pipes, cigarettes, whatever, if you never smoke, and you never abuse any kind of like alcohol or whatever, especially the smoking part, I grew up in a family that everybody in my family smoked but me. And there's only one other person alive right now, and he's had a couple heart attacks. So he's a younger brother, believe it or not. And he may or may not be around long, but he's still working and getting around with a lot of pain. But I highly recommend to avoid the bad habits that can cause you bad health in a shorter life. Because I've seen it in my family. They died young, very young. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I wasn't planning on smoking or doing any of that either, but I hope the best for your brother, and I hope he lives a nice long life. After this, my work is wrong today, but yeah, I hope the best for your brother.
Hello, thank you, Wyatt. I'm going to ask you a question that's kind of not unusual, but most people wouldn't ask it. I'm an older guy, but I do play games on my phone. And I can play it on a tablet or a computer. And I'm not a gamer like I got to play all the time. But I like playing games because it challenges you and it makes you kind of try to beat the automatic game player. You know, I don't play people on the internet. I just play the game itself. It's automatic generated. But I play chess and word games where you got to guess the letters of a word. You punch in different ones. They call it solitaire, too. You play solitaire. There's certain games to challenge you. You must have a favorite one you do. Do you have one that you can say or want to? Don't feel pressured. I'm just curious.
There's two games, actually. And it is, I don't play it often, but it is Call of Duty, and then I like playing chess.
Okay, E4ZYQ. Well, Wyatt, chess has been around for ages, for as long as most people have been alive, I think. And I've played it many times. I have that game on my phone, in fact, and I play it once in a while against the phone computer, you know, the AI, artificial intelligence computer. I don't play people, like I said, on the internet. I don't like those links. I never do it. But anyhow, yeah, chess is a good mind game. Very strategic. Very good.
Yeah, it's really fun. It took me about 2 weeks to learn it. Like, learn all the, what would you call them? Like, things of chess, like rooks and stuff. But my cousin and I played it. It was about 3 years ago. My cousin and I, he had a nice wooden chessboard. So we just started playing that when we were over camping.
Okay, E4ZYQ. Yeah, I play my app on my phone, the chess game. And like you said, the bishop goes diagonally. The queen can go in different directions, straight back and forth. And the knight has to go, two in one direction and one in the next, the different thing, all the parts. And the pawn can only go ahead by one, and then it can take another one, your opponent's piece, by going diagonally in one spot, one step. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good strategic game, and the more you do stuff like that with your brain, it develops connections for solving problems when you get older. The more people think dynamically and dimensions, the more ability you have to see outside the box, they call it. You'll hear that term as you get older. and the more dynamic you think, and the more out of the box, and not just in one way of looking at something, the more you can solve issues and problems. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I've heard about like problem-solving games like that, and what else? Let's just say, I don't know, solitaire is probably a problem-solving game, but let's just see that as well. But, yeah, I've read about it, and yeah, what I've read is it definitely helps when you get older and stuff, and what you said with your brain and stuff. That go to you?
KE401Q. Well, not to bore you, Wyatt, I'll say one last thing about that. Is when you're young like you are, like anybody, myself when I was young too, you're developing the connections of your brain to solve issues, to see what they call a multi-dimensional ability to work something or look at an issue, a problem, or a challenge in different ways of looking at it. And by doing that, you're developing a way of figuring out issues or problems or a way to do things in life, you know, whether it's build something with wood or whatever. You think dimensionally. You don't think on a one-level plane. So when people learn to think differently, like the chess game and like other things, you're using those parts of your brain that some people never develop because they don't challenge their brain to connect the different neurons, they call them, to solve issues or problems. So they're not able to decipher things like Einstein, the famous people that were very intelligent. They were born with intelligence, but they also used it. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I definitely like my problem-solving games, but yeah, I didn't know that, of how it develops like certain parts of your minds. I truly did not know that. But yeah, I feel like even with this like ham radio hobby, it's problem solving as well because of like all the math that's done for like OHM, stuff like that. But yeah, I feel like challenging your brain is actually fun too. So yeah, back over to you.
Like you just said, and you know, when you got into ham radio, once you're learning how to not only operate a ham radio, whether it be a mobile unit or a base unit or whatever, or an HT, if you learn to program it and you learn the different aspects of putting the frequency in, pushing certain buttons, setting certain parameters, you're problem solving right there and exercising your brain. And guess what? Sometimes people like that do like ham radio or whatever, when they get a new TV and they got to program the TV or hook it up and this and that like a ham radio, guess who's going to be more apt to do it more efficiently, more accurately, and more quickly? Who do you think?
Probably the person that does ham radio.
Yep. And why, if you ever get a chance or don't know much about it, if you read a lot, take time one day to look up Yaesu 991A. That's a Shack in the Box radio. It's confusing, and even now, if I don't do much programming on it, I have to refresh my memory of how to program it because there's step by step a way that you got to do it that only works. You got to put this in here and push that button to get this screen. As you know anything like any radio, even a HT. So when you're going through steps and learning processes and entering this number and pushing this button and entering this parameter, you're exercising your brain, but you're also accomplishing the goal. And that's higher level thinking than somebody that's never done it. They look at it and say, that's too complicated. I can't do that. And that's okay. That's no problem. Not everybody can do the same things and have the same hobbies. But doing what you're doing, you learn a lot at a young age. Back to you.
Yeah, 100%, and I don't know about you, but I really enjoy this hobby. It's really fun talking to people from all over the state,
and especially on my phone and stuff all over the world. Like, I've talked to somebody from, I believe it was Africa. But yeah, like what you said, problem solving, pushing the buttons and stuff, learning about, like what you said, programming and stuff. But on a, speaking of that radio, I'm going to search that up because I've heard people talking about it, but I've never just took the time to search it.
QSL that, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I got mine, geez, I don't know how many years ago. It's not been real, real long, but some people already had one of these, and I got one, and before I got it, I went on YouTube, and I found how to program it, how it works, how to get through the screens and put the frequency in and the PL tones and all that stuff. So when I got the radio, I kind of knew almost everything to do to program it and operate it and make it work. And I don't remember much opening up the booklet just to verify a couple things at the beginning. But reading, like you know, does a lot of good if you look in the right place and get good advice, especially on YouTube, because some people don't have a good grasp of things. But, yeah, you're learning, and you're starting younger than I did. I started back in 86, got my license, 1986. You weren't even born then, probably, right?
Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. But, yeah, no, I wasn't.
Well, Wyatt, it's been a pleasure. If you ever hear my call sign out, I'm out just gabbing on one of the repeaters or band. And you got privileges on that frequency, which I'm sure you probably do. Don't ever hesitate to jump in, say hello, and be part of a QSOL roundtable. It's a pleasure. Have a great rest of the weekend, and talk to you another time. And may good health and good fortune follow you all your life. From KE4ZYQ, the name's Joe Juliet Oscar Echo.
Roger, thank you. I appreciate you, and I loved this contact. It was nice talking to you, and I wish you good health as well. And can you repeat your call sign one more time? I got the KE4, that's it.
Yep, no problem, Wyatt. No problem whatsoever. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. KE4ZYQ. And I got that down in Tennessee, if you wonder where I got the 4 call sign, when most people in Michigan got an 8. You know, not all, but a lot of them got 8s. I got it down in Jackson, Tennessee. My wife and I, when she was alive, we got our license for technician, and we got the 4 call, and I kept it when I came back to Michigan after losing my wife. So KE4ZYQ, 7-3 for now. Listening out.
All right, Roger, yeah. Again, it was really nice talking to you. I enjoyed this contact. And I hope you have a good rest of your evening. And this is KFA-FQN, clears and listening. This is KFA-FQN. I will be doing 2 tests. Via my handheld bow thing, just to test out my audio quality, just as a head up. This is KFA-FQN. I'm going to be leaving this frequency, so I want to wish everybody a good night and 73. This is KFA-FQN, clear.
N-A-I-A-J.